We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm John Belmont, and here are today's top local stories.
With all the increasing snow, it's going to be a rough ride home this afternoon. How is the city prepping for this one? Our Juliet Papa is on it at City Hall.
Mayor de Blasio says the city is working to get ahead of the storm.
Sanitation Department has already spread liquid brine on the highway ramps in advance. This is an area where we've had some problems in the past, so we're taking additional proactive steps.
More weather devices and OEM's own meteorologist will try to get a more precise read. The MTA's Craig Cipriano says with more snow predicted in northern parts.
We chained up all articulated buses in the Bronx and Manhattan. Our whole fleet has all-weather tires. And on the express bus side, we have auto chains that come down automatically.
Commuter lines are operating on full schedules. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.
And on the street.
The sanitation trucks are making the rounds, sprinkling salt onto the wet streets. But Joanne is hoping to not have to drive.
Over here around like Broadway and whatnot, there's a few hills that make it very, very difficult to go up and down where the weather gets like this.
If it's cold enough for the storm to get to the higher end of the range of forecast totals, that'll make a big difference here in the Bronx. I found Giselle on her way to work on a night shift and wondering what it'll be like when she gets home.
Yeah, so if he's really going to be up to 6 inches, is going to be bad, but for 3 inches is not worry.
That's her three-year-old daughter, Geraldine, who's all bundled up and says she's ready.
Yeah. I see you're catching some snowflakes on your tongue. Do they taste good?
Yeah.
Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds on Broadway and Kingsbridge.
Governor Murphy says this one isn't going to be as bad as the November 2018 storm, and he promises New Jersey's response will be better, saying this about last year's mess. We didn't get the job done, and that's on me, period. Yes, it is a snowy Cyber Monday, and heads up Monday to avoid getting scammed.
The Better Business Bureau is warning those of us shopping online today to make sure the websites we're on are legit before clicking buy. Steve Burness with the BBB says scammers will set up fake websites exclusively for today.
There's misleading advertisements saying we've got hundreds of items in stock that are really you need and you want. That's a reduced price. Why not? And all of a sudden you realize you just gave your credit card information. They're not there anymore.
He says make sure the antivirus software is up to date on your computer, and if you can, pay with a credit card, not a debit card. Those charges can be easier to dispute.
Ryan Burrow reporting. You could also call this Mega Bucks Monday, considering Americans are expected to shell out a record $9.4 billion today. Adobe Analytics says that's a 19% increase from last year. Two business associates of Rudy Giuliani will be in Manhattan federal court for a hearing. Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman pleading not guilty to charges of conspiring to violate the ban on foreign donations and contributions in connection with federal and state elections, including political committees supporting President Trump. U.S. Supreme Court this morning took up its first major gun case in years, this one challenging New York City gun laws.
New York City gun owners already have won changes to the regulation they challenged, rules barring them from taking their weapons to locations outside the city's five boroughs. But the moves failed to get the court to dismiss the case, raising hopes among gun rights groups that the Supreme Court might extend recent rulings in favor of gun rights, and fears among gun control advocates that it could call into question other gun restrictions around the country. However, at arguments, the justices are also likely to ask whether there's anything left for them to decide. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A global milestone for New York City. Mayor de Blasio today announcing the city has reached the UN AIDS 90-90-90 goals, 2 years ahead of schedule. What that means is that 90% of all people with HIV know their status, 90% diagnosed with HIV are in treatment, and 90% diagnosed with HIV who are in treatment are virally suppressed. The mayor says years of hard work and determination have put New York at the center. It was once at the center of the AIDS epidemic, and now it's front and center in the global fight against HIV/AIDS. tragedy in East Flatbush where a man died in an apartment building fire.
One man jumped out of an apartment window desperate to escape the fire, but he was pronounced dead at the hospital. Adrian, who owns the barbershop next door, reacting to the death.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. I know him. Yeah, he's a nice guy. Yeah, I know him. So I'm very sorry for him.
The fire started just before 4 a.m. in this three-story building along Nostrand Avenue in East Flatbush. Seven others were hurt. Most of the injuries were minor. The cause of the two-alarmer under investigation. Firefighters brought it under control an hour and 15 minutes after it began. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in East Flatbush, Brooklyn.
Mayor de Blasio this morning presided over the ceremonial swearing-in of Dermot Shea as the city's new top cop. Shea has vowed to ensure that police get the respect they deserve while asking officers to double down on neighborhood policing and go to the next level by helping kids stay away from trouble before they ever find it.
I'm confident that New York will continue to be a city that leads this country, a city that embraces its similarities and its differences, a city that is, and for many years to come, will be a shining example in the United States of America of exactly how policing should look. Thank you very much.
Shea replaces James O'Neill, who retired after 3 years as commissioner and nearly 36 with the NYPD. Dozens of students at the elite Beacon School in Midtown Manhattan walked out of class today. They staged a protest to call attention to what they say is a lack of diversity at city schools, chanting, "Hey, hey, ho, ho, segregation has got to go, and end Jim Crow." The protesters pressed for an end to selective admissions that they see as contributing to a lack of inclusion. Governor Cuomo today signed the Nuisance Call Act, which he hopes will put an end to robocalls for goods. He hopes. Law seeks to close a loophole in the Do Not Call Registry law that allowed live telemarketers to call those on the list. The law requires telemarketers to have consumers' consent before sharing or selling contact information.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.